Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way through 1 Peter chapter 2, and I just want to welcome you to the program. Those of you who are new to the program today or listening, it's great to have you here. I hope you will be blessed by the Word of God and what we're doing here. The central focus of what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks on the program is to seek to lay hold of what you might call the apostolic vision. The apostles, one of the things that characterizes them in their letters is they were just gripped. They were gripped and they were fed, they were strengthened, and they lived with a sense of wonder and fascination at the revelation of who Jesus is and what he's actually done and the relationship that they had with him and that we have with him, those who are baptized into Christ. And it was the foundation of their confidence and their security and their preaching and their teaching. And so their letters are filled with practical instruction and warnings and all kinds of things that help us. But often in the beginning of these letters, there is a beautiful expression and kind of a proclamation and declaration of the glory and majesty of Jesus and what we've come to possess in him. And it's very much identity forming. And one of the reasons this ought to be, communicating this ought to be a regular part of life in the church, the preaching of the church, the teaching of the church. Who are we? Who does he say we are? That kind of thing. So people know it and it gets into their bones. I think too many people are, the primary focus is on what we're supposed to do for God, not what God's done for us or who he is. One of the reasons why there's such weakness in the church in many ways and why people drift away and why people feel really fine to accommodate the world and are in a place of lukewarmness and compromise is because we lost sight of having this adequate and full view of God that the apostles had. It's foundational. It's key. It's not just enough to say, okay, what does God want me to do? All right, I'm supposed to do these commandments, and okay, all right, I'm willing to give up this and that and try to live this life. And it reduces Christianity to kind of a moral striving, a sin management program, a positive thinking approach. It just reduces the whole thing to the point where it's really powerless, and it doesn't transform our lives. It becomes a weight on us. Because what happens if the focus is just on sin management and just doing the commandments, and that's sort of the essence of it, and it's disconnected from a living understanding of the love of God that's been poured into us through Christ and the relationship that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are drawing us into, this is the fountain of life. This is what gives Christianity life. And if we're not connecting with that, then Christianity becomes a bunch of rules. And it becomes a bunch of rules we don't have the energy and the love that's meant to be at the root of it that allows these rules not to be burdens. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But that happens only when we're living in him and from him. We're bearing his yoke as we're bearing the gift of faith, hope, and love. We're living in it. And it's touching our hearts and it lifts us each day as we walk. In the midst of struggles and trials, it becomes our anchor and strength. And then love is moving in us in an ever deeper way, and then we see the commandments as expressions of love, and they become easier. But if that's not there, if I'm not seeing myself in the light of God, I'm not seeing what he thinks about me in a convincing way, the amazing love that's being offered, and how deeply God values us, and we find our identity in that value, I mean, the angst and the battling, friends, that's going on in the culture and the obsession with identity and people saying, I'm important, I'm good, I'm important, and just constantly asserting, you know, this is who I am, affirm who I am, celebrate who I am. You know, it's a little bit sometimes, it's so intense and so obsessive. I kind of think about, was it Shakespeare who said, you know, I think thou dost protest too much. I think this constant obsession with it and using laws to demand that people keep affirming, celebrating, all that kind of stuff. And it's so overdone, it tells me they're not secure. It's not really, because we'll never be secure when we do that. I don't care where, if we put our identity in anything but God, ultimately, it's going to leave us unstable and insecure. And every human heart wants to be valued, wants to be accepted, wants to be loved, wants to find a place of security and peace. And the only place it really ultimately comes from is we're united to the source which is God himself. And the apostles help us see that. And we've been kind of romping, you might say, in the wonderful apostolic vision of Saint Peter, who this week it's mostly been focusing on one verse so far. Verse 9, chapter 2, 1 Peter. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's own people. I touched on all those and broke those open. There's even much more that can be said, obviously, than I did, but you can tune into the programs earlier this week. The content's all there for you. And then he goes on to say, now, what is this people called to? And he said, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Christianity is moving from darkness to light. If you don't know God, you don't know his son, you're in darkness. Why? Because you're living in a place of unreality. And again, as I mentioned on the program, Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God. He said, I'm bringing light to this world. Because why? Because the world needs it, because it's fallen, because it's in darkness. And its fundamental darkness is it's wrong about God. This world is not rightly ordered to God. It's a fallen world. And there's powers that dominate it, principalities and powers. There's literally a kingdom of darkness. That satanic power is real and it's present. And Satan is real. And he's God's enemy. And he wants to enslave and degrade, hold in bondage, everyone who bears the image of God. And that's human beings, the crown of God's creation. And so Jesus came to establish a kingdom. And it's a kingdom of light as opposed to the kingdom of darkness. And it's the kingdom of light because it's true. It's a revelation of what is true. And what is true is that God is, and that God exists, and that God's the origin and source of all things, and that God is the unshakable power and infinitely powerful, infinitely loving being that has brought everything into existence. The astounding cosmos that we are fascinated at, and that's why he gave it to us, to be able to see his magnitude, his greatness, his power, his awesomeness, his beauty, his wonder. It's all there. He's the source of it. St. Peter's reminding us that to walk in the light is to see yourself in God, is to know God, is to belong to God, is to receive from God knowledge, experiential knowledge of who he is and who you are, to find your identity in him. And finding that identity brings us into the realization that, I'm God's idea. My whole existence was formed in the heart of a loving father, a loving God, who through his son brought me into being. The reason I'm here, it's not an accident. It's not an unexplainable thing that just happened as the result of the Big Bang. By the way, I'm not saying there wasn't an initial Big Bang, by the way. I mean, it was a Catholic priest who posited that in the first place. But what I know is that my coming to be as a creature with a mind and a spirit and a consciousness and a capacity for relationship and a longing for love and all of that, God made me so that I could live with him in that, in the intense burning fire of the eternal love between the Father and the Son, that is the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell in us and brings us that. The fire of God's love is ultimately the light, the fire of who he is in his person. Love is God's idea. True love is God's idea, not the worldly definition of love. The devil tries to pervert and take control of everything that God's created. And he twists it and he lies about it. He's a deceiver. He's been that way from the beginning. But God's light is revealed perfectly in his son, Jesus. So this beautiful passage from Peter speaks with such confidence that this chosen race and royal priesthood and holy nation and chosen God's own people, what do we exist for? That we may declare his wonderful deeds. Now that presupposes that you know his wonderful deeds and that you've experienced it. Friends, if you've been baptized and you're in the church and you hear these words today and you say, I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know. As I think about it, I'm not sure what are the wonderful deeds that he's done. This is another way of describing the good news, God's good news, the gospel, and what his deeds are, the mystery that was hidden for ages is revealed. That is what? Jesus. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son into the world, and he came in this fullness of time to reveal who God is, to reveal who we are, to help us see and understand what we're battling against. It explains so much, explains everything, really. And to establish his kingdom and to become members of that kingdom. And then this people, we know, we come to see, wow, what he's done. We are indeed overjoyed. We're thrilled and fascinated by who God is. We're beginning to grasp his beauty, his mercy, his kindness toward us, and the wonder of his kingdom. And so we begin to go forward in saying, we say, look, we were all once in darkness, but he's brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, the marvelous light of the resurrected, ascended, glorious humanity of Jesus and the new creation that's begun in him. Jesus is the future of the human race. Jesus is siring a nation, a race of people. He's a life-giving spirit. He's giving us everything we need to pass from death to life and to live in absolute glory and happiness for all eternity. He goes on to say, once you were no people, but now you're God's people. We're God's people, and we love it, and we love to declare it. It's an infinite depth. It's got infinite depth that we can plummet our entire life. And friends, it is really true. The more we know about it, the more we receive it and walk in it and live in his promises, the more we are going to experience and walk in things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and the burdens get lifted and our hearts get healed, our minds get renewed, the bondages, the fears, the unforgiveness, the pain that's in us, the Lord begins to heal it and he begins to free us. And that means our relationships start to get healed. And I start to see not only myself differently, I start to see people around me differently. And my fear of other people or my resentment or mistrust that's built in, these kinds of things begin to go away. And I begin to see others as Jesus sees others. And they're not a threat to me. Even if they don't like me, they're not a threat to me. Because I can see them now in God. And I can see myself in God. As Bernard of Clairvaux said so beautifully, that this is where life and freedom come from and how we love ourselves. As Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. As we see ourselves the way God sees us. Hope you can tune in tomorrow, friends, for more of St. Peter. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.